晚上来学习诗篇的102篇。
And this evening we'll be studying Psalm 102.
诗篇102篇。
Psalm 102.
102篇第六节。
Psalm 102 verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这里说，我如同啊旷野的替胡，我好像荒场的枭鸟。第七节。
Verse 7.
那我警醒不睡，我像房顶上孤单的麻雀。那这两节圣经呢、啊，是在形容啊鸟，不管是什么鸟啊，啊它是替胡还是枭鸟还是麻雀啊，它们都觉得很孤单呢、啊。
And so here these describes these different types of birds, whether a pelican, an owl, or a sparrow. These are all very lonely.
那这个作诗的人啊，他的感觉就是在102篇哈、啊、那个题旨啊、题目的说明啊，说困苦人发昏的时候，在主的面前吐露苦情。
And so for the psalmist, we can see what kind of psalm this is and the subtitle, A Prayer of the Afflicted, when he is overwhelmed and pours out his complaint before the Lord.
所以孤单本身啊，是很困苦的，很痛苦的。
And so we can see here, loneliness is an affliction.
我们看这个鹈鹕啦、枭鸟啦、麻雀啊，啊，他们可能在旷野里头。
And so for the pelican and the owl and the sparrow, they may be in the wilderness.
啊，就是麻雀，虽然这里说好像是房顶上孤单麻雀，它在房顶上，但是呢，可能房子呢也在旷野。
And so even though the sparrow who was alone on the housetop, this house might be in the wilderness.
啊，这些鸟呢，啊，本来鸟啊，它在飞的时候很少是一直飞下来，一定是有一些鸟啊都在一起。
So for many birds, actually, when we look at them in the sky, they often fly together.
So 这些鸟有两个可能性啊，一个可能啊就是啊，只有它一只鸟啊，当然它觉得很孤单。
And so for this, there's two possibilities for these birds. The first is that this bird is by itself, so it is lonely.
那另外一种可能性是，虽然鸟哈很多的鸟，但是呢，它也会觉得很孤单。
And the second possibility is that even with so many, there might be many birds around, but even so, they still feel lonely.
因为没有人能够了解他。
Because no one is able to understand them.
啊，虽然很多人在他身旁，但是他觉得哈啊，没有人能够了解他。
So even though there are so many people around, there's no one able to understand.
所以让他哈觉得有苦说不出啊。
And so it is like they have a bitterness that they cannot speak of.
因此他觉得很痛苦。
And they are afflicted.
当然，这个孤单啊，我们可能很难想象孤单的感觉。
And so for to be alone, sometimes we might have a hard time to understand true loneliness.
所以这些鸟啊，我们刚刚讲过有两种可能性的孤单。
And so for these birds, we can see there are two possible forms of loneliness.
那第一种孤单呢，啊，就是环境的孤单，因为只有它一只鸟啊。
And the first type is because it's an environmental loneliness because there's only one bird.
啊，只有它一个人啊，有些时候我们孩子出去外面求学上学，那他也是很孤单，在外面呢、啊、没有跟家里的人在一起。
And so they're alone, just like when our children go off to study in college, and they're on their own by themselves.
啊，有些时候我们自己开车在高速公路上，前面没有车子，后面也没车子，只有他一个人很孤单的开在高速公路上。
Or maybe when you're driving a car on the highway and there's no car in front of you or behind you, then you are a lonely car on the highway.
所以第一种的孤单呢、啊，就称为是环境的孤单。
And so this first type of loneliness is environmental.
那第二种的孤单呢、啊，虽然是旁边有很多的人。
And the second type of loneliness is even though there may be many people around you.
啊，可是他是觉得很孤单呢、啊。
But they still feel lonely.
那、啊、这个叫做心灵的孤单。
And this is a emotional loneliness.
那、啊、第一种孤单呢、啊，无所谓的。
The first type of loneliness is it can be.
好像有些时候我太太自己开车、啊、从芝加哥哇一直开啊开到 费城去看我的女儿。
And so the first type of loneliness is pretty common because, for example, like my wife, oftentimes she would drive on her own to Chicago to visit my daughter.
In Philadelphia.
Oh, and to visit my daughter in Philadelphia.
但是她不觉得孤单，因为她一路上听教会的讲到录音带。
But she will not feel lonely on this drive because she can listen to sermons.
还是听赞美诗。
Or to listen to hymns.
虽然她是环境上很孤单，只有她一个人。
So even though environmentally she is lonely because she's by herself.
但是她也觉得很好。
She feels that it is very good.
那第二种孤单，心灵的孤单。
And the second type of loneliness, an emotional loneliness.
这个是不正常的发展，这是有病的。
And this is actually a natural, and this is a illness.
虽然很多人在他身旁，但还是觉得不安全呢。
I mean, like even though there may be many people around them, but they still feel lonely.
有个姐妹哈，她第一胎生了一个女婴。
And so for a sister, she had a daughter.
这个女婴这个 baby girl, 她生出来的时候不正常啊。
And this daughter, when she was born, was not normal.
她有这个基因上的缺陷。
And so she had a genetic deficiency.
所以这个孩子成长以后呢，也会变成心智上的不正常。
And so, as a result for this child, when they grow, they will be emotionally, not normal.
很多弟兄姐妹都去探访她。
And so many brothers and sisters would go and visit her.
这个孩子必须要留在医院接受一段很长时间的治疗。
And this child would have to remain in the hospital for a long-term sort of treatment.
当然妈妈呢也陪在身旁。
And of course the mother will be there as well.
所以这个妈妈她在环境上不孤单的，因为医院里头很多护士医生在协助她。
And so environmentally, this mother was not lonely because there are many nurses and other people there to service her.
还有很多的社会工作人员。
And many social workers also are there.
还有是朋友去探望她。
Or even friends that have gone to visit her.
教会的弟兄姐妹也去探望她。
And even church brothers and sisters will go there to visit.
但是呢，她还是觉得很孤单。
But at the same time, she still felt very lonely.
所以她觉得总觉得大家都亏待她。
And so she felt that people were lacking.
她也觉得呢，她也觉得神辜负她。
And she felt
神不公平。
And then she also felt that God was being unfair.
所以她觉得每一个人
So she felt that everyone,
好像有些问题啊,
that everyone had a problem.
她觉得大家都对不起她,
and that all people felt sorry for her.
所以她就变成非常消极。
So as a result, she became very self-pitiful.
甚至有些时候她们会怀疑她存在的价值。
And sometimes she would even question what is her worth to exist.
就像这里呢，房顶上孤单的麻雀
，just like the sparrow, who was alone on the housetop.
她觉得她很痛苦啊。
She felt that she was very sorrowful.
我们请看十一节哈。
Let's look at verse 11.
102篇十一节。
Psalm 102, verse 11.
我的年日如日影如日影偏斜，我也如草枯干再看二十三节。
Jump to verse 23.
那我说我的神不要使我中年去世，您的年数世事无穷。二十五节。
Verse
25。二十三节。那他使我的力量中到衰弱，使我的年日短少。那我们看看，他说他好像日影偏斜，已经太阳快要下山了。
And first, you can say that the psalmist is like a shadow like, that is about to disappear with the sun. And like his life is about to end. And like a grass that is about to wither.
好，请问谁告诉他的？
So can we ask who told him this?
谁告诉他说他将要面临死亡啊？
Who told him that he is going to face death?
谁告诉他说他好像是草很枯干
？Who told him that he is a grass that is about to wither away？
那是他自己想的。
This is something that he thought of himself。
因为他是处在心灵孤单的环境之下。
Because he is in a state of emotional loneliness。
所以他在朝向这种负面的思想。
And so he is leaning towards having this type of negative thinking。
那他也怀疑啊，他的年日不长了。
And he is doubting and thinking that his days are short。
他的生命呢，失去了什么？失去了价值了。
And that his life has no longer any worth.
那所以他也觉得很困苦啊。
And so as a result, it was very a lot of suffering.
那有些时候我们人啊，真的是会面临呢、啊，像一只麻雀，这只孤单的麻雀一样。
And sometimes we'll become like this sparrow who is alone on the housetop.
有些时候会觉得很孤单。
Sometimes we will think we are very, we feel that we are very lonely.
那环境的孤单没关系。
If we are environmentally lonely, it is okay.
那最怕就是怕心灵的孤单。
What is most we should be afraid of is when we are emotionally lonely.
我们总是会觉得的，好像别人就不能够了解我的立场。
And we feel that oh, no one else is able to understand how I'm feeling.
所以我们就晚上来探讨这两种不同的孤单。
And so tonight we will talk about these two different types of loneliness.
第一种是环境的孤单。
The first is environmental loneliness.
我们看以利亚当时在基利西旁。
And so we know that Elijah, when he was by the brook Cherith.
因为神告诉他去告诉亚哈王啊。
And because God told him, oh, you need to go tell King Ahab.
说他只要是不祷告的话，天上就不会降下雨来。
That if you do not go, if he does not repent and pray, then the rain will not come down.
这个信息啊，是不好的信息啊，不好的消息啊。
And so this message is a very negative message.
当然大家听了都很不喜欢听啊。
And then so of course those who heard it did not like to hear it.
亚哈王也是一样，他很不喜欢听。
Same with King, so King Ahab, same, similar, he did not want to hear this message.
那他可能会找以利亚算账啊。
And so he went to find Elijah.
神就赶快把以利亚隐藏起来，叫他去基利西旁啊，隐藏起来。
And so he went to so God hid Elijah in the brook Cherith.
对，隐藏起来哈。
And so he hid him.
当然，一定很多人在找他。
And of course, many people were trying to find him.
那大家神把他隐藏在那里。
And so, but he was hidden there.
那么换句话说啊，只有他一个人在那里呀。
And however, it was just him by over there by himself.
因为只要是两三个人，很多人哈的话，可能有些人呢会泄露秘密。
And because maybe if there was a lot of people there, then they would be found out that they were there.
那不泄露秘密的话，迟早因为很多人进进出出啊，迟早有一天就会被发现的。
Or if there were many people there, then as they go, come and go, then they might be discovered.
So, 那个时候只有以利亚他一个人在西利西旁。
And so, for at that moment, there was only Elisha himself at Brook Cherith.
So, 他还是很孤单呢。
And so, he was very lonely.
那个时候也没有什么 iPhone 可以对外联络。
And at that time, there was no iPhone for him to communicate with anyone.
我们想想，假如他有 iPhone 的话，他会怎么样？
But if we think about if he had an iPhone, what would he do?
他有 iPhone 的话，可能也联络不上啊。
If he had the iPhone,
没有信号的。
Maybe even if he had an iPhone, maybe he wouldn't be able to communicate with him because there would be no reception.
因为神要把所有一切的资源啊，全部切断。
Because God wanted to cut out the ways of any other means for him.
要对外联络的管道全部切断。
Because he wanted to cut off any form of communication for Elijah.
使他能够专心仰赖神。
And so that he can be focused and on relying on God.
所以这次团契聚的时候，我就抛出一个假设议题啊，就是说，假设主耶稣哈有 iPhone 的话，那他会怎么样
？And so then, so during our church fellowship, I brought up a hypothetical situation about if Jesus Christ had an iPhone, what would he do with it？
虽然这是一个假设议题而已。
And so even though this is a hypothetical question，
但是我们要这是很现实的问题，我们要想想，现在很多人有 iPhone 啊。
But this is a very practical question because many people have the iPhone。
虽然他们不是在环境上孤单。
So even though environmentally they are not lonely.
但是很多人啊，因为有 iPhone， 处于另外一种形式的孤单。
And so, however, because of this iPhone, a lot of times people have become emotionally lonely.
要使人呢、啊、不会很专心依靠主啊。
And they no longer fully rely on the Lord.
因为对外的联络太方便了。
Because it was too easy to communicate with others.
要取得资讯也是很方便。
And to be able to communicate or send messages very easy as well.
那在这种情形之下的话。
And under this type of circumstance,
当然依靠神的心、啊、就不会那么坚固。
Then a heart of relying on the Lord is not as stable.
所以当时神就把以利亚隐藏起来。
And so at this time, the Lord hid Elijah.
让他单独的面对神。
So that he can have to face God alone.
让他能够体验神的供应。
So that he can experience God's providence.
在这段期间，虽然是他自己一个人啊，旁边没有人。
So in this period of time, even though it was just him by himself, and there was no one around him,
他也会觉得孤单啊。
He still felt lonely.
但是他不会无聊的。
But he was not bored.
他就不会觉得很痛苦啊。
He would not feel that this is a suffering.
他可能在集体席旁边，就赶快读圣经呢。
And maybe he would read the scripture besides the book church.
就赶快准备讲章。
And to hurry and prepare and sermon notes.
不要一直。意思看line还是看WeChat。
Oh, and so that they won't keep looking at Line or WeChat.
所以他也是有事情做的。
So he has things to do.
他跟神灵交。
And so he had a spiritual communion with God.
所以环境的孤单啊，并不会使一个人绊倒。
And so for this, an environmental loneliness will not make someone fall.
当看主耶稣啊。
And also, if you look at Jesus Christ,
主耶稣平常当然有很多的人呢跟随他。
And Jesus Christ, there were many people that followed him.
但是主耶稣他刻意找出时间呢，刻意啊就要避开人群啊，独自啊处在旷野的地方。
But Jesus Christ would take opportunity to get away from the crowds and to find a place.
目的呢就是要向天父祷告。
Away from everyone so that he could pray to the Lord.
跟神呢有一个很深层的交通。
So that he can have a deep communion with God.
可是主耶稣在世上的时候。
But when Jesus Christ was on the world.
他被同族的人啊，他们自己的同胞所弃绝。
He was rejected and despised by his own people.
因为自己家乡的人也不能够认同他。
Because the people of his hometown would not recognize him.
因为他讲的道理啊，实在是很偏离他们的正，他们的传统。
Because the message that he preached was so different from what they have held as their traditions.
所以就是自己家里的人啊，自己的村里的人也不能够接纳他。
So whether it is his family members or the people in his village, they would not be able to accept it.
甚至于主耶稣在走完人生最后一里路的时候
，and even in his last moments on this earth，
没有人陪伴在他身旁
，nobody was walking beside him。
就是跟随主耶稣一直到底的这个马可
，and even the one who followed him to the end, Mark。
他看到这个苗头不对呀、啊。
He saw that it was not right.
有人要捉拿他。
That somebody was going to capture.
在这个官跟官兵拉扯之间，他这个外衣啊，他宁可不要的，跑了溜了。
And so even as in the struggle, that there was a Mark who didn't even have his clothes and he ran away.
那彼得也看这个情形不对，苗头不对，他想开溜啊。
And so same thing with Peter. And Peter saw how the situation was not safe, and so he also ran away.
但是他开溜大概来不及啊，所以他干脆否认主耶稣三次。
And he even denied Jesus Christ three times.
所以我们看主耶稣在需要人在他旁边的时候。
And so we can see when Jesus Christ needed people beside him.
没有人在他身旁。
That there was no one there.
但是他说他不孤单啊。
But he says that he was not lonely.
因为天父与他同在。
Because the Heavenly Father was with him.
我们看约翰福音啊。
Let's turn to the book of John.
第八章。
John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章二十九节。
John chapter 8 verse 29.
第八章二十九节。
John chapter 8 verse 29.
那差我来的是与我同在啊，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为那常做他啊，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。主耶稣经常自己一个人啊。
And so often Jesus Christ was by himself.
他说天父啊，没有撇下我一个人，让我孤单呢。
And so, however, says the Father has not left me alone.
因为神与他同在。
Because God is with him.
那保罗也经常孤单呢。
And Paul also was alone.
神也是故意让他觉得孤单，与外界隔绝。
And God forced, in many ways, forced him to be alone, that he had to be separated from people around him.
请看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
九章二十二节。
9 verse 22.
九章二十二。
9 verse 22.
但扫罗越发有能力。拨打住在大马色的犹太人，证明耶稣是基督。哎，这个很好啊，他有能力哈。
So here it says Saul had great power.
二十三节。
In verse 23.
过了好些日子哈，那事实上是过了三年多。过了好些日子，犹太人商议要杀扫罗啊。你看，哎，他有能力证明耶稣是基督啊，可是有人要杀他。
And so now after many days, and so this is about 3 years, that we see here that the Jews began to plot to kill him.
好，这个时候呢，二十五节。
In this point, in verse 25.
那知道这个事情以后，他的门徒啊，就在夜间用筐子把他从城墙上垂下去啊。
And so in verse 25, then talks about then the disciples took him down by the night.
我们看到。他的门徒啊，他的门徒。
And so he says his disciples.
所以意思就是说他有这个人脉啊。
And so he
他有很多的 connection.
And so here we can see that he had a lot of connections there.
他也有很多的朋友。
And a lot of friends.
不管是上阶层、下阶层，他有很多各种朋友。
Whether they're people above him or below him, he had many friends.
这个时候神就与他让这些朋友切断。
And it's at this point that God forced him to cut off these relationships.
那当然以前没有 iPhone 了，现在有 iPhone 的话，他也会把它切断。
And so no longer if there was no iPhone before, but even if he had, then they would be able to block that connection.
神有办法使他跟这些朋友切断联络。
And so for God forced him to cut off the connection with these disciples.
那后来呢？后来又到了这个耶路撒冷了。
And so later on in Jerusalem,
哇，这大家也是很高兴了哈。
And everybody was.
因为他已经归主了，他本来是要逼迫基督徒，现在已经归主了。
And everyone was joyful because before Paul had persecuted the believers, but now he has been coming.
他又发起热心了。
And he also became very fervent.
很好。
Which is very good.
可是呢，二十九节。
But we can see in verse 29.
他奉主的名啊，放胆传道，并与说希利尼话的犹太人讲论。辩论，他们想法子要杀他。三十节，
那
弟兄们知道，就送他下该撒利亚，打发往大苏去。那这一去呢，就去了十几年。
And this time when he went sent out, he was there for 10 years.
所以他就在那里隐藏啊。
And so he was there hidden.
所以圣经啊，一点都没有记载他在大苏做什么。
And it doesn't say, the Bible doesn't tell us what he did, if he did anything in Tarsus.
神把他隐藏在那里。
And God hid him there.
好像把他软禁在那个地方啊。
It's like he was held and held there.
让他自己一个人很孤独。
So that he had to be there alone.
可是事实上他并不孤独啊。
But in truth, he was not lonely.
在那个地方他思考一些这个神学的问题。
And it was there that he had to ponder upon some things of theology.
所以我们今天才有很多的保罗书信。
That is why we have so many letters written by Paul. Because he received a lot of revelation from the Lord. And so the Lord wanted him to be silent and quiet for a while. Like he was hidden there.
So, 虽然环境的孤独啊，也是有些时候很不舒服的。
And so even though it is, can be very, the environmental loneliness can be very uncomfortable.
可是当有神的同在的时候
，If God is abiding，
就不在乎有没有人在身旁。
Then we don't need people to be around us。
所以环境的孤独啊，并不是一个问题啊。
So environmental loneliness is not an issue。
有些时候，反而有些我们需要自己独处一阵子。
And sometimes it is good for us to be alone for a while。
因为自己独处的时候，才能够专心读圣经，专心祷告。
Because once we are alone, then we can be focused upon praying and reading the Bible.
才能够真正的与神来深刻的灵交。
And so that we can have a deeper communion with God.
当我们看这个心灵的孤单才是可怕。
But being emotionally lonely, is what is very fearsome.
那旧约时代记载亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒，自从他的母亲过世以后。
And in the Bible records Abraham's son Isaac after his mother passed away.
那他就觉得很孤单啊。
He was very lonely.
啊，他那时候身旁有没有人呢？
At that time, did he have people around him?
一定很多人嘛。
Of course, there must have been many people around.
就说爸爸还在呀。
Because his father was alive.
啊，他爸爸有很多的仆人呢。
And his father had many servants.
我们看那个时候就有318个壮丁耶，他爸爸有。
And even before, we know that Abraham had 318 fighting men, which is a lot of people.
And if we think about,
all these fighting men with their children and their wives, then there had be over, at least over 1,000 people. He is a child of Abraham. He is like a little prince.
他可以叫那个仆人说来就来，叫他去就去，做什么就做什么。
He could tell the servants to come and go, and whatever he wants, they would do it for him.
所以在环境上他是不孤单的。
So actually, so environmentally, he was not alone.
可是自从他妈妈过世以后，他觉得很孤单啊。
But after his mother passed away, he felt lonely.
我们请看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪24章。
Genesis chapter 24.
24章。
61节
61利百加和他的使女们起来骑上骆驼跟着那仆人，仆人就带着利百加走了。62节
62
那个时候以撒住在南地，刚从皮尔拉海来回来。63节
63
那天将晚的时候，这个傍晚黄昏的时候，以撒出来在田间默想啊，举目一看，见了那些骆驼啊。那我们看，以撒在那里默想什么？
And so here we can see Isaac. Isaac was there meditating. What was he meditating about?
当然，大家想说以撒很乖嘛，他很乖，所以他可能在默想圣经啊，默想神的话。
And so Isaac might have been, he was very good. So he was, maybe he was out in the field meditating on the word of God.
假如默想神的话，啊，那这一章的末了一定会想说，哇，他得到神的启示啊，赶快把它记下来。
If he were meditating on the word of God, maybe then he would have received a revelation and then that would have been written down.
所以他在那里默想什么呢？
So what was he meditating there about?
事实上是在那里想妈妈。
He might have been meditating upon missing his mother.
啊，他不愿意跟任何一个人说话了。
And he did not want to speak to anyone.
他不愿意见任何一个人呢。
Didn't want to meet anyone.
因为他妈妈的离开啊，让他很伤心。
Because he was very saddened by his mother's passing.
让他顿时间呢，啊，不知道要怎么办了。
And so that he did not know what to do.
所以他觉得很孤单。
So he was very lonely.
我们看67节。
Let's turn to verse 67.
那以撒便领利百加进了他母亲撒拉的帐篷，娶她为妻，并且爱她。以撒自从他母亲不在了，这才得了安慰。所以我们看看他在那里默想什么？默想妈妈呢？
So we can see he was meditating about how he missed his mother.
那有一次我去这个巴西的圣保罗啊，协助圣公。
And one time I was in Brazil in Saint Paul.
啊，祷告会的时候。
And when after prayer session.
在祷告会的期间呢。
Oh, in the middle of prayer session.
啊，在祷告的时候，啊，有个姐妹，哇，她哭啊。
There was a sister who was weeping.
那我们想说，哇，这个哭是不是圣灵感动啊
？And so we thought, oh, maybe she was moved by the Holy
Spirit. 因为她还没有得到圣灵
，because she had not received the Holy Spirit.
所以大家想说，是不是圣灵感动？这个很高兴的啊！你来分享啊，这个到底你在哭什么
？And so maybe so then people asked her to share. Oh, and why were you crying when you were praying?
所以大家期待的是期待她讲说啊，她可能看到什么异象啊
？And so people thought, oh, maybe she saw a vision.
结果不是啊。
But actually, she did not.
她为什么哭
？Why was she crying？
她在想妈妈。
She was missing her mother.
妈妈已经过世十几年了。
And her mother had passed away 10+ years.
还在想妈妈。
And she was still missing her mother.
所以我们看以撒想妈妈，这是能够理解的。
And so for Isaac to miss his mother, that is understandable.
那结婚以后。 他就得了安慰。
And he was comforted after he was married.
所以心灵的孤单啊，不是说多少个人啊就能够帮助他的。
And so an emotional loneliness is not because however many people can help him.
那我们再来看呢，雅各啊，他有一阵也是心灵上觉得很孤单。
And even Jacob also for a period of time he was very lonely.
我们看他说他是当时出门的时候只是凭着一根拐杖就出门了。
And so we can see when he left his parents' home, he only had a staff in his hand.
啊，现在呢，他说成了两队的人马。
And this time now he had two groups of people with him.
啊，那我们能当过军人的都知道，一队的话至少要十个人，那就一般。至少要十个人嘛，那两队二十个人。
And so for two groups, they must have at least 20 people.
那事实上，雅各的家人啊，那不止二十个人呢、啊。
But we know Jacob's house, they had more than 20 people.
啊，可能是上百个哈、啊，连他们自己的孙子、自己的孩子，还有那、包括他们的仆人啊，可能是上百人。
Because apart from their own children, they also had their servants.
啊，可是他觉得很孤单呢、啊。
But he was lonely.
啊，我们看。创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
三十二章。
Chapter 32.
三十二章啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
来看从第六节看。
Starting from verse 6.
所打发的人啊，回到雅各那里说啊，我们到了你哥哥以扫那里，他带着四百个人啊，正迎着你来。第七节
，Verse 7。
哇，这个时候雅各就很害怕了，而且愁烦了，就烦恼起来了啊，就把他所有的人口啊，和这些牲畜啊，就分作两队啊。第八节
，Verse 8。
他说啊，以扫落来击杀这一队，剩下还有一队啊，可以逃避啊，可以逃走。所以我们看，事实上他当时有两队人马了。
And so there we can see there are two, he divided his people into two companies.
那照理说他不需要害怕。
And actually he did not want to be harmed.
那可是他现在觉得很孤单呢。
But here he felt very lonely.
所以他就害怕。
And he was afraid.
所以这种孤单并不是人的多少。
And so this loneliness does not come from however many people are with you.
是因为没有安全感了。
But because he did not feel a sense of safety.
不管他人口有多少，总是觉得不安全。
No matter how many people he had, he felt unsafe.
所以有的人啊，不管是他的财宝有多少，就是觉得不安全了。
And so for some people, no matter how much wealth they have stored up from themselves, they don't feel like it's enough.
不管他这个他的家装了几层的这些保全措施呢，还是觉得不安全。
And for some people, for their homes, no matter how many security systems they install, they still feel as if it's unsafe.
那不管他手洗了几次，还是觉得不干净。
Or people who wash their hands many times, no matter how many times they wash their hand, they still feel like it is unclean.
所以这个是有病，这个心理的孤单呢。
And so this is an emotional or a psychological sort of loneliness.
那我们看约伯。
Let's look at Job.
那约伯他刹那之间呢，失去了一切所有的。
And so for Job, in a moment, he lost everything that he had.
不但如此，他还生了一场重病啊。
And not only that, he also had a really great illness.
哇，他的朋友就来看他。
And his friends came to speak to him.
所以刚生病的时候，哇，大家都来看他。
And so when he first became ill, all of his friends came to see him.
啊，从很远的地方来哦。
They came from afar.
啊，可是久病以后，这个朋友一个跑了。
But after a while, we can see one by one the friends left.
因为病久了以后，要继续照顾实在是很难的。
Because for a person, after they've been ill for a long time, it's difficult for people to continue to take care of them.
哇，刚生病，大家都很热诚啊，去看他。
Maybe a person when they're first ill for a little bit, a while, everybody will go and see him.
啊，可是时间一拖久了，大家觉得很困难了。
But as time goes on, people find that it's more and more difficult to go.
那约伯啊，虽然有这些朋友啊在他身旁。
And so for Job, even though he had people around him.
但是他是觉得很孤单啊。
But he felt very lonely.
因为他要找这个苦难的答案。
Because he wanted to know the answer to his suffering.
他认为这些朋友都不能够了解他。
And he felt that none of his friends, none of them understood him.
那些朋友想要安慰他。
His friends wanted to comfort him.
想要告诉他解脱困难的方法。
And they wanted to tell him how to get rid of his suffering.
可是约伯说啊，你们都不了解我。
But Job tells them, "You do not understand me."
我们看这些朋友跟他一直讲话，跟他一直讲话，讲个不停啊。
And so for the his friends, they keep talking and talking nonstop.
啊，一直安慰他。
They keep trying to comfort him.
可是还是觉得啊，这个苗莲能够了解他。
But he still feels that no one is able to understand him.
啊，他要在找答案，苦难的答案，到底我为什么会发生这件事情呢
？So he wanted to find the answer, a reason for his suffering.
啊，有些时候。我们都在苦难当中啊。
Sometimes we're in the midst of our suffering.
啊，所以很多人安慰。
Even though many people may try to comfort us.
啊，我刚刚讲的那位姐妹啊。
And even so.
她生了这个一个不健康的孩子。
Even for that sister who had a child who was not healthy.
啊，所以很多人去看她。
Even though many people came to go find visit her.
她还是觉得很伤心啊。
She was still very sorrowful.
有人安慰她。
Though people went to go comfort her.
啊，她说一句话。
She said one thing.
她说又不是你。
She said it's not you.
你要是我的话，你会不会哭啊
？If it were you, if you were me, would you not be weeping?
你要是我的话，你会不会伤心呢
？If you were me, would you not be sad?
你要是我的话，会不会为了孩子的未来来烦恼啊
？And if you were me, would you not worry for the future of your child?
啊，她讲这句话，要大家都住口了。
And so after she said that, everyone did not say anything else.
真的，接下去不知道怎么去安慰她。
Because there's nothing else that you can say to comfort her.
所以一个人在孤独的时候，真的是什么话都不想听啊。
And so when someone is being in the midst of their loneliness, there's nothing that you can say to them.
拜托你们不要说话最好了。
Sometimes it's like, oh, if you do not say anything, it might be better.
约伯就是这样子说啊，拜托你们不要说话，你们安静，就是对我的一种安慰的。
And so for Job even told his friends that, oh, please do not try to comfort me. And to not talk, that itself is a comfort.
真的有时候我们面对信徒的苦难啊，可能就是要安静。
And sometimes when we are in the face of our members' suffering, sometimes we have to be quiet.
啊，就在灵里要帮助他。
And just help them in the spirit.
不然多说话，他会觉得多余的。
And so, if you feel, keep talking, then they may feel that, oh, it is too much.
因为他会说啊，你又不是我，你要是我的话，你也会一样的啊，你也会很伤心的。
And they may say that, oh, you are not me. If you were me, then you also feel the same way I do.
所以心灵上的孤单啊，是很难得到一个解决。
And so, this emotional or loneliness is very difficult to resolve.
那我们再来看一个哈，以利亚。
Let's look at another example, Elisha.
在何烈山上的以利亚，不是在基利西旁，在何烈山上的以利亚。
And so this is the Elijah that is on Mount Horeb, not the Elijah next to the Brook Cherith.
在基利西旁，他不孤单呐。
In near Brook Cherith, he was not lonely.
虽然是环境上只有他一个人。
And so even though environmentally he was one by himself.
但是他不觉得孤单。
But he did not feel lonely.
因为有神与他同在。
Because God was with him.
可是现在呢，到了何烈山上。
But now he is on Mount Horeb.
那他去那里呀，不是，就是因为有人要追杀他，也许别人要追杀他。
And because he went there because there's somebody that is seeking to kill him.
所以他就赶快跑了。
And so, as a result, he fled.
就躲在一个山洞里头啊。
And he hid in a cave.
神啊，跟他对话。
And the Lord spoke with him.
神自己跟他对话哦。
Lord spoke to him directly.
他还跟神抱怨说啊，你也不了解我啊。
And he even told the Lord, you do not understand me.
啊，请看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
连神的安慰他都说，他都说你不了解我了。
Even when God was trying to comfort him, he said
to the Lord
that, oh, you do not understand. In Romans chapter 11.
十一章第二节。
11 verse 2。
罗马书十一章第二节。
Romans 11 verse 2。
第二节，神并没有弃绝他预先所知道的百姓，你们岂不晓得经上论到以利亚是怎样说的呢？他在神面前怎样控告以色列人？你看他控告，他抱怨了，他抱怨就是以色列人哈。说主啊，他们杀了你的先知，拆了你的祭坛啊，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命啊！难道你不知道吗
？In verse 3, and they he even complains, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I am alone, am left, and they seek my life.
说的好像在告诉神说你也不了解我啊。
It's like he's saying, oh God, you do not even understand me.
我为你大发热心啊。
I've been so fervent for you.
啊，怎么可能还有人要杀我呢？
How can there be people that want to kill me?
啊，神怎么回答？
How does the Lord respond in verse 4?
神的回答是怎样说的呢？他说，我为自己啊留下7000个人，是为城向巴力屈膝的。
And so the Lord responds that in verse 4, I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who did have not bowed their knee, the knee to bow.
所以意思说不只是你在发热心啊。
And basically telling Elisha that you are the only one who is fervent.
还有七千个人就在发热心啊。
There are 7,000 other people that are the same and fervent.
不只是我们有问题啊。
We are not the only ones with a problem.
其他人也有问一样的问题啊。
There are other people that have a similar problem.
每一个人都有他的困难啊。
Every person has their own difficulty.
那要伤心，要有伤心的话，要烦恼的话，大家都会烦恼啊。
And so if someone were to worry, then everyone would be worried.
但是呢，烦恼也不是解决的办法。
But to worry is not a solution.
啊，有一次，我的太太啊，打电话给一个姐妹。
One time, my wife called a sister.
啊，那个姐妹啊，跟我太太抱怨了。
And that sister complained to my wife.
啊，抱怨说她经常啊，有些时候会好像一下子哈、啊，脑筋空白啊，这个头脑一片空白。
And some saying that sometimes her mind would just go blank, like there's nothing there.
什么事情都想不起来的。
She can't think of and remember anything.
哇、哦，那经过一阵子以后。
And after a period of time.
才能慢慢恢复这个记忆啊。
Her memory would be responding.
所以她觉得很苦恼，很困扰。
And so she felt that this was very difficult.
那我太太就跟她说啊。
And so my wife told her.
啊，有些时候我也会这样子啊。
Sometimes I'm also like that.
哇，她听了以后很安慰，很受安慰，很高兴啊。
And so, she hearing this, she was very comforted.
哇，那不是只有我啊，你也会啊。
And saying that, oh, it's not just me, you too.
他听到说，我他也一样的问题啊，也是有时候会有一样的问题。
And so when she heard that she has a similar problem.
啊，他就很受安慰。
Then she was comforted.
哎呀，不是只有他一个人有问题啊。
She's not the only one with this problem.
啊，其他人也有问题啊。
Other people also have a similar problem.
啊，只是没有说出来而已啊。
It's just that they don't say it out loud.
所以我们说，家家有一本难念的经啊。
And so maybe there's nothing that's too difficult to read.
啊，不需要看人的外表。
You don't need to look at a person's outer.
啊，只是说某些人没有讲出来而已呀。
And it's just that some people have not spoke about it.
啊，所以不要觉得自己是世界上最可怜的人。
And so we do not think that we're the most pitiful person on this earth.
那心灵孤单的人呢，总是会觉得自己很可怜。
And so a person who is emotionally lonely, they will feel that they are very pitiful.
啊，说大家都不了解他。
And that's why they feel that no one is able to understand them.
啊，所以我们就可以了解到，心灵孤单啊，是一种很可怕的情形啊。
And so we can see when a person is emotionally or psychologically lonely, then it's very scary.
啊，真的是困苦啊。
And so this, and it is affliction.
还会发昏，好像要晕倒一样。
And it's like a person that is about to faint.
啊，那当我们陷入心灵孤单的时候，要怎么办呢？
And so if we have become like this, what should we do?
啊，我们要经常记住啊，我们要允许啊苦难发生的。
We need to remember and allow suffering to happen.
因为这是人生的一部分。
This is one part of our life.
啊，不管地位如何，不管教育程度多高啊，不管多么有钱，
And it doesn't matter what our social status is, what our education or how much money we have.
苦难总是偶尔啊会发生的。
Suffering will happen.
那没有苦难的话，人生就不会想到神了。
Because without suffering, then man would not look to God.
没有苦难的话，大家就不会想到一个解脱的办法。
And without suffering, people will not think for a solution.
没有苦难的话，大家就不想往天国里走啊。
Without suffering, then people would not want to walk to the heavenly kingdom.
因为大家都很好啊。
Because everyone thinks, oh, our life is so good.
为什么需要神？为什么需要耶稣？
Why do we need God? Why do we need Jesus?
我们不需要天国啊。
We don't need heaven.
因为现在已经很好了。
Because it is already so good right now.
所以神就设计一些苦难啊。
So God has given us suffering.
苦难啊，在我们一生当中一定会发生的。
And so suffering will for sure occur in our life.
所以我们就接受。
So we need to accept it.
我们允许它发生。
We need to allow it to happen.
有时候会 会被警察开罚单呢、啊。
Sometimes, we'll get a ticket from the police.
也是很正常的、啊。
It's very normal.
啊，就是告诉我们不要开快车就好了、啊。
And just telling us that we should not drive too fast.
因为开快车很危险、啊、
Because it's dangerous when we drive fast.
对我们也很好啊。
And this is also good for us.
所以我们要允许苦难在这不顺利的事情发生。
So we need to allow suffering or things that are not so smooth or successful to happen in our life.
我们仍然还是可以感恩的。
And there, because there's still ways for us to give thanks.
我们主要是往一个正面思考的话，
if we're able to change and have a positive outlook,
还是值得感恩。
And then we will find something to be thankful for.
神为我们所预备的话，很是一个很好的情况。
Because what God has prepared for us is a very good outlook.
啊，所以苦难就是为了我们的明天呢。
And so suffering is for our tomorrow.
啊，明天会过得更好啊。
So that our tomorrow we can live even better.
明天我们会更成熟。
And in the future we will, for tomorrow we will even become more mature.
所以碰到苦难的时候，不要哀叹，也不要抱怨，也不要排斥别人的探访。
And so in suffering we do not have to complain, we do not have to reject other people.
啊，不要排斥别人的安慰。
And we do not have to reject the comfort of others.
那么第二个。
Second.
我们要转移焦点。
And we need to change our perspective.
因为主耶稣啊，那里才有解药。
Because only there's only the solution in Christ.
因为主耶稣说啊，放心呐。
Because Jesus Christ has said.
因为他已经胜了世界。
That I have already overcome the world.
所以当主耶稣说放心的时候，那我们就可以放心。
And so when Jesus Christ tells us to do not lose heart, or then we can do so.
啊，不需要太犹豫。
Do we do not have to worry?
我们就是专注在自己的困难跑不出来的时候。
But if we're only focused and looking at our own suffering,
那越是困难。
Then it is more difficult.
越是苦难。
And it is more suffering.
越是苦难。
And it is more bitterness.
所以我们一定要走出来。
So we have to walk out of it.
我们要记住神的应许。
We have to remember the promise of God.
我们再看回到诗篇102篇。
Let's turn back to the book of Psalm 102.
诗篇102篇。
Psalm 102.
102篇的25节。
Psalm 102, verse 25.
你起初啊，立了地的根基，天也是你所造的。26节。
26.
天地多要灭没，你却要长存；天地多要如外衣渐渐坏了，你要将天地如里衣。更换天地就都改变了，唯有你永不改变，你的年数你要穷尽。28节，你仆人的子孙要长存，他们的后裔要坚立在你的面前。这是在苦难当中的一个盼望。
So this is a hope in our suffering.
所以在困难当中一定要有盼望。
So in the midst of our suffering, we need to have hope.
那我们不想说啊，基督徒怎么会有忧郁症呢？
And so why, when people say, why do Christians have depression?
哎，会的。
They will.
啊，有个弟兄啊，他妈妈过世了。
And so, for a brother, when his mother passed away,
他很难接受啊。
It was hard for him to take it.
那他学业也不顺利，因为他很伤心，所以也没有心情读书。
And so even he was not successful in his studies because he was very depressed.
所以他就赶快休学啊。
And so he dropped out of school.
休学要找工作也不是很顺利。
And so after he dropped out of school, looking for a job, he was also not very successful.
有一阵子啊，他实在是心情跌到谷底啊。
And so how he was feeling, he felt like he had fallen into the lowest valley.
他开车在高速公路上。
He was driving on the freeway.
他很想啊，去撞车啊。
He felt like he wanted to get in car and crash his car.
我听了很伤心。
And when I heard this, I was very saddened.
因为我曾经问过他。
Because I've asked him.
我说你好吗
？I asked him, "How are you?"
他跟我说好。
He said he was good.
其实没有好啊。
But he actually.
好的话，他后来他自己做见证，为什么想要去自杀
？And actually, because if he really was good, then why would he testify later that he wanted to commit suicide?
所以我听了很伤心啊。
So when I heard it, I was very sad.
当然我也。自责说，我可能问的方法不对。
And maybe for myself, I did not ask the right, in the right way.
没有好好的辅导他，帮助他。
I did not counsel him correctly and help him.
做基督徒也是会有忧郁症的。
And so as a Christian, we might become depression.
有的时候也是会找到没有生存下去的意义啊。
And maybe we might lose the meaning of how we can continue to live our life.
所以我们要警醒。
So we need to be watchful.
我们一定要互相帮助的。
We need to help one another.
那我们一定要依靠耶稣。
We need to rely on Jesus Christ.
所以一定要以神为依靠。
And to truly rely on God.
不管碰到什么事情。
So that no matter what we encounter.
在困难的事情一定要回来找耶稣。
And in our suffering, we need to come back and look to Jesus.
不要问说为什么。
Do not have to ask why.
为什么神要把我的妈妈接走？
And ask why did God have to take my mother?
没有答案。
There's no answer.
神也不会告诉我们答案。
God will not give us an answer.
所以我们所需要的，从神那边得到勇气、力量。
And so what we need to get is strength from the Lord.
从神那边得到安慰。
To get peace from the Lord.
继续往前走。
And to continue to move forward.
继续过我们的人生。
To continue to live our life.
好像夏甲一样。
And just like Hagar,
当了夏甲神安慰他
God comforted Hagar.
不然他还是要等死啊
Because if not, she was waiting to die.
但当神安慰他以后
But after God comforted her,
当他继续带着孩子长大
she continued to raise her child.
神要答应要照顾他的孩子以实玛利
God had already promised that he would take care of her child Ishmael.
所以神不会丢弃任何一个人的
And so God will not throw away any person.
因此，困难患难来的时候
，especially in the midst of tribulation，
请大家要面对它。
So let us all, every one of us, face it。
允许苦难的发生。
Allow suffering to happen。
不用问说为什么。
Do not have to ask why。
只问说我明天要怎么办
？But instead, ask ourselves, what will we do tomorrow？
明天怎么办
？What will I do tomorrow？
神会带领。
God will guide。
一切都掌握在神的手中。
Everything is in the hands of God.
只要相信他。
As long as we believe.
好，再来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.